Proclamation number 3670, dated the January 28, 1946. Spiritual creations. Beatitude, I hath not seen. Single quote. Everything that is visible to you testifies of my might and strength and love. Yet my strength of love also produced invisible creations which will delight you in a spiritual kingdom, but only when you have achieved the degree of maturity which allows for spiritual vision. Then you will indeed marvel at my love's works of wonder, they will enchant your eye, nevertheless they will also be comprehensible to you, for then you will recognize me myself as strength and love. Then you will already be so pervaded by it that you will be able to understand that it is the primary cause of every creation, and then you will forever glorify the one who employs his will for constant works of love. The spiritual creations are inconceivable to people on earth. They are the epitome of proportion, perfection, beauty and versatility. They are exceptionally magnificent formations, and their ever-changing appearance makes them increasingly more wonderful to behold, and they will never tire or oversaturate the onlooker's eye, but forever cause immense happiness and gratitude towards me, the creator of heaven and earth. Indeed, earthly creations occasionally also appear lovely to a person and let his heart beat faster in the realization that he is facing the eternal Creator, who is almighty and full of love. However, the most beautiful creations on earth are but a pale reflection of the spiritual creations which are incomparable. Since it is not possible for my love be so evidently visible on earth because people have not yet changed themselves into love. But I can bestow the abundance of my love to souls which have become love. My creative love can reveal itself to them, and I can show them and bestow on them what I have promised. I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Single quote. And the more profoundly a being is able to love, the more glorious will the creations become. Profound love gives them an insight into my reign and activity in the spiritual kingdom. They are no longer opposite me as imperfect beings, but have become what I am myself, love. They are full of might and strength themselves, and in highest perfection are able to create and shape in harmony with my will through my strength. No comparison can be given to people on earth about their activity in the spiritual kingdom, since it is subject to completely different laws, and spiritual activity has nothing in common with physical activity, with work on earth. Yet it is a blissful activity, an activity which signifies supreme happiness for the being which has become love, which can think, feel and want, which is able to see and hear, which feels like an individual being and yet is extremely happy in unity with other beings, because it thereby increases its strength and love and intensifies its ability to be active. The inhabitants of the spiritual world exist in a state of utterly blissful harmony, a state which is constantly aspired to as soon as the soul has attained realization on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. I would like to place all beings into this state because I love them and would like them to behold the glories of my kingdom. For the activity of my love constantly applies to my living creation's happiness. My love is infinite and wants to give and delight, and thus I want to make my living creations worthy of being allowed to stay in spiritual creations. Yet they themselves have to want it. They must shape themselves into love of their own free will, so that they can be made indescribably happy in the spiritual kingdom for all eternity. Amen.